This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Dan Kilbert, SpartanTailgate.com, will be with us in about 15 minutes talking about MSU-UCLA. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Scott Eckersley alongside me, Dave Benton. We're talking Michigan State-UCLA. Now, we talked early in the program, Scott, and I got to be honest, I was relieved that they lost to UCLA. I was relieved that they didn't come back in this game, because the bottom line is, when you play as poorly as they did for the entire season, you don't deserve a tournament run, regardless of the draw that's given to you, regardless of the fact that you had Florida, UCLA, St. John's, Gonzaga, and BYU in your part of the bracket, and you had close to the easiest road to the Elite Eight of basically anybody in the tournament. You don't deserve to get to the Elite Eight when you play the way Michigan State did this season. And bottom line is, like, if you're just going to play each game like it doesn't matter, and then finally when a game matters and when you have to win, because that's what's happened this year, the players have decided when they're going to play. I'm sick of that type of performance, and I just want those people out of the program, and I want to look to the future of Michigan State.
You have to get penalized for doing what they did through the season, riding that fine line.
Because what happens if, let's say they had made a run, let's say they had beat UCLA, beat Florida, beat BYU, and then lost to Pitt. What does everybody say? It's March. This is what happens. MSU's ready every single year for this. Blah, 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 blah. The regular season doesn't matter.
Not just that, but, oh, this is the team that everybody expected. This was the team,
yep.
Not everything you saw, the 16-win team during the season.
To a certain extent, like I talked about, this happened last year, okay? They were off. Even though they shared the Big Ten title, they were awful down the stretch last year. And people forget how awful they were, because they got to the Final Four, and then everybody ranked them high this year, when really we shouldn't have maybe ranked them that high. Now you're looking at a team that it had nothing to do with Tom Izzo. It had everything to do with, well, it had something to do with Tom Izzo because he couldn't control his players. But from a standpoint of what happened on why they beat Purdue, why they beat Illinois at home, it was because it was the players going, uh-oh, we better play, otherwise we're going to get knocked out. And it happened again in the UCLA game. They didn't care in the first half. They played lackadaisical, lazy basketball. UCLA got every loose ball. They got every rebound. Michigan State played terrible defense and was stagnant on offense. And what happened? They dug themselves too deep a lead. So by the time they got to that 8-minute mark and said, uh-oh, we got to make a comeback, it was too late.
And I'm sorry, but I have to put that on the coaching staff. You can't come out flat in a game like this, when you have that long to prepare, you have that long of a time off, you have a rest, you're not tired, you know exactly what you're going to expect.
Long term, I put it on the coaching staff because they lost this team somewhere along the way. They lost the respect of their players. They lost the ability to control their players. But short term, it was clear that the players did whatever they want, which means those players didn't come mentally ready to play, in my opinion, the way they did that Purdue game. And if you ask me, they didn't come mentally prepared to play against Iowa. They didn't come mentally prepared to play against Penn State. Okay? So yes, long term, whole season, it was on the coaching staff. Short term, right now, what happened in that UCLA game was because those players decided they didn't want to play until about 8 minutes left to go in the game.
And I find that tough to believe, because this team has been to two Final Fours. The last two Final Fours, they know what it takes. So to see that,
but maybe
be gone,
that's the problem, was they knew what it had to take. They thought they had it figured out. So if you go down to a team like UCLA early, you're like, no big deal. Until it got to the point where you're like, uh-oh, we're in big, big trouble. Because I don't call it an amazing comeback against UCLA. I call it coming to back to earth and going, oh boy, we got to start playing well. If they had played like that the whole game, it would have been the same outcome as that Michigan-Tennessee game. I am certain of it. But they decided they didn't want to. Now, here's the positive, okay? I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to a Michigan State team that goes 18-11. To a Michigan State team that has no stars, listens to head coach Tom Izzo, dives for loose balls, gets rebounds, plays hard defense, has low scoring games, but it's fun to watch. I'm looking forward to a team that feeds off the energy of the Breslin Center and receive and gives energy to the Breslin Center. Okay? I don't care if you go 18-11. I want you to play hard for 40 minutes. And next year, they won't have a single star until Appling turns into one. Okay? They will have leaders in Rowan Green. They will have Payne, who hopefully will know the offense by next year so he can start playing like he did against Sullinger in that Ohio State game. And you're going to have a team that no longer has players on it who don't want to listen to Coach Tom Izzo, which means you can play Tom Izzo basketball and you can play Michigan State basketball. That's my feeling on it. My favorite season in Michigan State history since Tom Izzo has taken over was the 2006 season when they had Drew Neitzel, Raymar Morgan, and a whole bunch of role players. Okay, they finished that season, I think, 18-12, lost to North Carolina in the second round of the tournament. Why was it my favorite team? Because that team played hard every single game. They gave everything they had, and the fans knew it, the coaches knew it, everybody was proud of that team. And I would rather root for a team like that every single year than a team that's going to go 19-14, has the ability to go 25-6, and just doesn't do it, Scott. That's the bottom line. We'll talk more to Dan Kilbridge about it next, SpartanTailgate.com. He'll talk to us about Michigan State, UCLA, and also maybe we'll talk a little Pro Day with him. I know he was at Pro Day with you, so we'll talk about his thoughts on how Greg Jones and the rest of the Spartans did. And also in our final segment, we'll give you our picks of what's going to go on between today and tomorrow in the NCAA tournament bracket. No longer have to pick Michigan State. It's coming up next, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.